Everyone described Hazel's mother as sweet and agreed that she wouldn't hurt a fly. She made sure Hazel's every need was met. She doted on her, cooking for her, cleaning her room, doing her laundry, and treating her like a princess. While that kind of care was good for Hazel when she was young, it impaired her as she got older. She expected others to put their needs aside and attend to hers, just as her mother always did. She waited for others to take care of things rather than being responsible herself. Hazel would not have described herself as wounded by her mother. She insisted that she was loved. But the truth is that her mother's love caused her to become lazy. This handicapped her growth and prevented her from becoming independent as she grew up. Some of the patterns she developed in relationship with her mother now get in the way of her being the loving, capable person God designed her to be. 7. We can't remember our early years. Most of us have spotty memories of our childhoods. Childhood amnesia, the loss of most early memories by the time we are 7, is a real phenomenon. Scientists are not sure why it occurs, but they theorize it has to do with how the brain is growing and changing. Even after age 7, memories tend to fade unless they are connected to deep emotions or have been revisited through photographs or family storytelling. Try to be aware of what is happening in your body and emotions as you listen to the stories in this book. Your reactions may be clues to your past. Also, consider doing some research, interviewing those who were present when you were young, looking through family photo albums, and praying that God would reveal what needs to be revealed. As I, Joan, started this project with Debbie, I held the belief that my mother had been disconnected and had left me alone to fend for myself. It was a story I told myself based on the memories that were most vivid in my mind. However, as I went through old photos, I found one of my mother smiling and standing behind me with her arms around me. A strong memory came back to me. So strong, I could remember her warmth against my back and the happiness I had felt. Looking at that picture, I couldn't hold on to my old negative story anymore. Yes, there were times I felt abandoned, but there were also many times I felt loved and connected. I felt deep remorse for my disrespect and negativity toward my mother. The photos helped me remember, and the memories helped me melt an unforgiving, frozen place in my heart.
8. We have a natural denial system. We don't want to think about painful things. Denial is the protective mechanism that allows us to tolerate the intolerable. When experiences or feelings are so difficult that we feel as if we won't survive them, we seal them up and shut them off from our consciousness. In cases of extreme abuse, it is a blessing for children to be able to bury their memories. Sometimes God brings the recollections back when the child is old enough to handle them. Sometimes they never emerge, which may be best overall. It's similar to a doctor deciding to leave a bullet in someone's body rather than